This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Instead of on air with DJ V, it's on air nap time. Is that what
you're suggesting?
I love
that idea.
All these ladies.
That's my favorite show.
Just call them ladies of the morning. And they're all complaining about how sleepy and tired they are. Oh, my God, no. 7 after the hour. How do you do? I'm Doug Steffen. You can tell by listening to me that I'm not asleep. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to press all the buttons so that you'll know what's going on. Let's hold a good thought for George H.W. Bush, who was back in the hospital today, as doctors say he has a mild case of pneumonia. And
again,
that's not good. Yeah,
this,
pneumonia is what takes more people out than anything else. You know that, right?
Yep.
Not
especially
that
at that age,
that. Yeah. All right, was he 93,
But his 94? Spokesperson said he's going to be fine. He's going to be out, so.
That's it. All right, so good. We'll hold on to that. Now, I suppose people will raise an eyebrow or an earbrow. Ever seen hair in the ear?
Yep.
The earbrow. Hair over your eyes, eyebrow. So the good news is that Stephen Stevens killed himself. Now, the question is, do you know who Stephen Stevens is? People know who Stephen Stevens is? Raise your hands, please.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stephen Stevens is done for. The manhunt for him. He's the one that shot that 74-year-old person in Cleveland. The video is uploaded to his Facebook page. What a creep. The Pennsylvania State Police say that he did himself in last night. Was that on video? Did he do that, too? On Facebook?
No. I don't think so.
He might have gotten it at McDonald's in the drive-thru line, though.
Really?
That's how he got caught. He wanted some chicken McNuggets.
Yeah. All right. Shoot him up. So that's the end of him, and I don't want to talk about it anymore.
But no, can we actually say something nice about that, though? The silver lining?
What, the McDonald's?
The McDonald's worker. No, I mean, the guy went through the drive-thru. He ordered his meal, his chicken McNugget meal.
Right.
He pulls up to the window. The McDonald's worker recognizes him, says something to somebody. They say, well, maybe we should call the police. And so they hold back his fries, telling him that they needed another minute to cook the fries so that they could call the police. I mean,
that's smart. I didn't
know
that.
That's a good thing.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right. I didn't know that side of the story, Jennifer. Thank you. So did he shoot himself in the parking lot right there?
No. They called the police, and he realized something, I think, was going on. So he just took the McNuggets and just drove off without saying anything.
Did he pay for them?
Yeah, he paid for them. They handed him the nuggets. They said it'll be just a minute for the fries. That's when they called the police. And then he took off, not in a quick way, but I think he knew something was up, so he started to drive. And the cops were right behind him because that worker had called.
Yep.
They did the traffic stop, and it was when they pulled him over that he just dispatched him.
Adios. Yeah. Kind of like the fella running the, was it the CIA in 24? Who saw this week's 24 final episode? I got a spoiler.
I didn't watch. I don't watch that show. I don't know.
The guy, well, Jennifer does. You know, the fellow who, black guy who shaved his head that was running was it the Department of, I think it was internal, whatever it was. The guy that was responsible for kidnapping the daughter of the bad guy. He was caught in the act, and so he shot himself. Maybe. Hmm. That's too much information.
Spoiler alert. Thanks.
Yes, okay. All right, here's another spoiler alert. I have, through various sources, identified the 8 people in Arkansas who are ready to hit the chamber. I'm not sure whether the old gas chamber or firing squad. Now, the 8 different people who are there, the prisoners are waiting for the drug that's used to put them down. So, in this circumstance, maybe you'll think this is appropriate, maybe you'll groan, but of the 8, there are 4 black men and 4 white men who are scheduled to be executed. The problem is that I don't really understand, maybe because I don't actually spend a lot of time looking into these sorts of things, because I find them to be tragic and annoying and all kinds of things all together. So anyway, the governor of Arkansas wants to dispatch all 8 of these guys this month, as I understand it, but they can't do it because the Supreme Court says that the drugs that they're using are inhumane. I think, isn't that it? Came down to
breaking news. That's what they're meant to be, right?
What, they're supposed to be? It's cruel and unusual punishment to put somebody through. This becomes an old argument.
Is this where I can go launch into my plea for a firing squad? Can we just do that?
Yeah.
It's cheaper.
It's fast.
It's faster. It's actually less traumatic. You just walk out.
The reason they don't do it, Jennifer, is because it bothers the people who pull the trigger.
Yeah, but you get a nice group together out for target practice one day and just whoop, you're done. 10 cents. That's it.
Okay.
Instead, you've got these yahoos trying to put an injection into you that doesn't kill people, and they're just laying there foaming at the mouth. Yeah, that's a lot more humane. Please.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
All right. But hanging is cruel and unusual, right?
It's messy. Barbaric. It's dramatic. Just, you know, let them walk out there. Let them line up.
When you hear it, never mind the old westerns and who got hung. It's kind of, hanging people reminds me of nailing somebody to the cross. There's something about the two of them that's distressing. But what person among us doesn't remember the vivid video of Saddam Hussein at the moment of his execution?
Yep.
When there was supposed to be no video, but somebody took a video, and you saw everything. You walked out onto the platform.
Am I the only one who doesn't watch videos like that?
I don't watch that.
I can't watch that. I don't see any purpose in watching something like that.
You know what? With Saddam Hussein, I'm with you. I like...
It was everywhere with Saddam Hussein. I never seek him out, but that was everywhere.
Satisfaction in watching it.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me at all. It kind of... I mean, I guess I was thinking, what was he thinking as... the noose tightened around his neck.
I can't believe this is the first thing we're talking about this morning.
Yeah, what a way to wake up.
Jeez.
Okay, well, let's change our...
Can I be done with my impassioned cleanup?
We all know that this is Doug's favorite subject of the day. Who's dead? And how do they die?
A firing squad, so... Jeez. Let's not piss these two off, Karen.
Just saying, I'm a practical kind of girl. The end result is the same. Let's just go with the quickest end to the scene.
Get rid of them fast. All right, so let's see. You'll be happy to know that we've collected a lot of money as of midnight last night. Lots of dough gone into the U.S. Treasury, but you'll still have to borrow some money to pay the bills that we have garnered. I'm just hoping that people every year, hope on top of hope on top of hope, that people realize how much money we waste. How much of your hard-earned money. I sound like a broken record, I know. But doesn't it bother you, all three of you, or everybody who's listening, all of you who work hard to make a living and pay your taxes, when you realize, and that's why there is value to this list of people. I've kept this ever since it came out a month or so ago, of all of the various institutes and foundations and corporations and whatever it is, commissions that are funded by your tax dollar that are complete wastes of money or not necessary. And I just think that we need to keep that in mind, and maybe that's one of the reasons that Trump was elected. I think that would have been the difference, Jennifer, between Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump. In terms of, we would have gotten change, but the change wouldn't have been in that department, I think, if Bernie Sanders were elected.
Yeah, he was kind of a spender.
So, you want to have some good news, Victoria? I think.
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
We specialize in good news here. The good news isn't that Richard Simmons is hospitalized, but the good news is that he apparently is around and is okay. He's in California someplace. He has severe indigestion. Now, the other side of that is that what causes severe indigestion like this is often a blockage in your system, your colon, and one wonders what that's all about. There are rumors around that Richard Simmons has changed his sexuality to sort of be a date for Jenner.
No.
What?
You didn't hear that?
No.
You mean transitioning to being a woman?
Yeah.
I mean,
his attempt at humor, Victoria, just go.
Well, I mean, that was a rumor, though, that was out there, but it's not true.
Wait a minute. No. Jennifer, are you mocking me?
No, but is it? Am I wrong?
Wait a minute. You said it was my attempt at humor.
Well, because poor Victoria's like, what?
I don't know what he meant.
Caitlyn Jenner, what?
You know, I tried to care probably give you a chuckle. In the last hour, when I go off on my own and do my observations and come up with nuggets of news that are different and unusual, that stuff, you know, stuff you wouldn't hear anywhere else, hopefully. The story of why all those ships are in the South China Sea, what the original intent was, or at least what the War Department told everybody was they were going there to teach that Kim Jong-un a lesson or have him, you know, be aware that we're out there. But apparently there are a couple of different reasons. And so to understand all of them, I wondered, as it was as confusing for the audience, I'm sure, as it was for me to figure out what was going on, if that's not part of the newness of those people who are running the Pentagon. I'm wondering if that's not a cover, because bunch of ships went one direction and another bunch of ships went another direction, and there didn't seem to be any rhyme or reason.
Are you talking about when they said they're sending the Armada out to North Korea? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, but in fact, they didn't send
it. Well, no, but they did. It was I heard the admiral. Oh gosh, what's his name? He's always on CNN. Anyway, he was on again with Anderson Cooper last night, and I heard him explain that there must have been like some miscommunication in the chain up command, because
yes,
the president, right, the vice president, and Pacific Command were all told that these guys were headed to North Korea. What they didn't tell them, and by the way, they are headed to North Korea, mm-hmm, what they didn't tell them is because these ships all have things that they're supposed to do first. They all have a lot of plans, I guess, or places to be. They had a planned exercise in Australia that had to be done. So they went to Australia first. Now they go up to North Korea. And so, however that information was disseminated, they didn't tell them that they had the Australian thing first, but they actually moved it up so that they could get it done quickly so that they could be in place.
But the maps, the Defense Department released maps of where the ships were before they were there.
That's right.
So that's what makes
it been where they were
sort
going
of stuff. Mm-hmm. Confusing. Yes, okay. All right, we've unconfused everybody, and it's perfect. 19 past the hour.
It's here, the biggest flooring event of the year. Lumber Liquidators 14th Annual April Sale. With 5 days of once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.19. Bamboo from $1.39. Get wood look waterproof floors from 59 cents. Limited time deals on small lots from 29 cents and more. Plus special financing. Don't miss it. New deals added daily. Get to the April Sale at Lumber Liquidators today.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-573-0477. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-573-0477. That's 1-800-573-0477. Call 1-800-573-0477.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Okay, time for a dead musician segment of the program. To give Victoria something to groan about. I have fun when people... When I go to the next edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, are you going to all have fun with that? And I'm just not here someday.
Is that, are you talking about the afterlife?
Yeah.
It's just another version of your show?
That's it.
Yeah. All right.
So all right. Are you going to hell or...
Excuse me!
Is it hot or cold where you
Actually,
are?
Actually, there's no such place as hell. I don't believe in hell at all. Just so we come back again.
Have you been to Walmart on a Sunday?
The story of Sylvia Moy, who was one of the big songwriters in Motown, helped to write Stevie Wonder hits like Uptight, Everything's All Right, My Sherry Amore, passed away at the age of 78 in Dearborn, Michigan. She had pneumonia, as I was saying a few minutes ago by George H.W. You got to look out for that when you get older. Marvin Gaye discovered Ms. Moy while she was singing at a Detroit nightclub back in 1963. So he, Marvin Gaye, brought her in to Berry Gordy, and they signed her up to a songwriting performing deal. Her talents mostly were focused on writing the hits, and she and Stevie Wonder got along apparently very well. He was the first recipient of her largesse, 1963, when he was 13. He sang this song that she wrote for him. And there was some question about whether at the early age of 13, 14, Stevie Wonder had the talent to last. Berry Gordy didn't want to keep. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Think about this for a second. Berry Gordy, who was supposedly able to cite talent in an ant, thought Stevie Wonder might not have had what it would take to be a big success and to invest a lot of money in, so he was going to just let Stevie Wonder go. Ms. Moy persuaded Gordy to keep Stevie Wonder. And that's when he dropped his name. Remember, you may not remember, I certainly do as a jock. A little Stevie Wonder's how we all introduced him. But then they dropped the little, and they worked on things like Uptight, Everything's All Right, which a big hit. And then
I didn't know he was only 13 when he started.
Yeah, yeah. That's the name of the album.
That's insane.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Let's see. In 1966, the album Uptight featured Nothing's Too Good for My Baby, which came from Ms. Moy and a couple of other writers who collaborated with Stevie Wonder. So over the next few years, there were a lot of big songs. I Was Made the Lover. Let's see. I'm Wondering Why Sharia Moore Never Had a Dream Come True. And Jackson 5 actually covered that track as well. She wrote It Takes Two, the song that Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston did. Isley Brothers, This Whole Heart of Mine. Okay, we'll stop right there. Where is it? Where's that? Wait a minute, we have to. This Whole Heart of Mine's got to be. Yeah, just crank.
That's one of my favorite songs.
This
ever.
Is the end of the report.
Love this song.
Just crank.
Yeah, watch
this
Dougie
up.
Go. Here we
this
go.
This is it. Crank it up! Most fabulous songs ever recorded. God, that song. Isley Brothers are on tour, trying to find out when they're going to be in Boston. How could you sit still for this? Crank it up more, loud.
See, this is
an opportunity to celebrate, even though this lady's died. Listen to how much fun we're having with her legacy. And the fact that she wrote songs like this,
such
God
great
love
songs.
Ah, fabulous stuff. So, sad news, but I need to be able to remember some of these great songs. 28 after the hour on the DJV Experience.
Holding on too long. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. There were two monks walking down by the river when they spotted a woman trying to cross the river without getting her dress wet. The older monk immediately picked the woman up and carried her across the river. And after he set her down, he and the younger monk continued on their way in silence. After about an hour, the younger monk looked at the older monk in anger and said, "We took a vow never to touch a woman. How could you have just picked that woman up even without thinking about it? You broke our vow." To which the older monk looked at the younger one and said, "Brother, I set that woman down an hour ago. Why are you still carrying her? Maybe there are things that you too need to let go." For support setting down the things you need to set down, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink 3 or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Now 34 after the hour, here to make your day better with information and conversation about things that are unique to us. I'm Doug Steffen, a unique individual, along with Jennifer Horn, another unique individual, Victoria Keelan, unique in her own way, Kara Schillen at the controls in our Washington studio. You can follow us on Twitter at DJ Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. I posted a couple of videos on our Facebook page. Victoria, you may check them out and do a review if you'd like. Under the circumstances, I always like, not necessarily get your approval, but I always like to know that what I've done correctly. So
he's looking for a pat on the head.
Yeah. Yes, I just see a dog sanctuary.
Yes, there's a story about a farm where I believe there are 9,000 dogs or something.
900.
Wow. 900 in the sanctuary. It's one of the coolest stories. If you want to follow something that I actually, as I saw that, I was thinking, I've been thinking more about, I've saved or in process of saving my farm here in Framingham. And one of the things I've always wanted to do, we've had this conversation about an equine, canine, and bovine sanctuary. And because there's 114 acres there, I figured I could set aside, I don't know, maybe a dozen or so for a dog sanctuary. and have that kind of, you want to see what something is like for those of us who love these animals and want to save them. The more I see them, the more I want to save them. Can you imagine what it cost? You'd have to have a full-time person to take care of the 900 dogs. But you know what? It would be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It would really be worth it. So let's see what happens. I'll consult with you, Victoria, because I know you're big in this area as we get to going down that pike. Meanwhile,
I love it.
The fate of American, no, sorry, scratch American, United Airlines, you think they've had a little bad PR the past week or two?
Just a smidge, yeah.
Just a little bit. Okay.
They need some good news.
Now, no good news. More horrible news today from United Airlines. This is a big problem for those of you who fly first class in United. Their ice cream sundaes will be no more.
What?
They've been taken off the United flights because over the weekend, a passenger was served a sundae that had broken glass in it.
Ew. Yeah, I heard about that.
So now, first class
like
passengers.
Your sundaes with glass shards?
Good thing I don't ride in first class then.
I have my traditional dessert is a scoop of vanilla with butterscotch and a little whipped cream. That's what I like.
On an airplane?
Yeah, that's what I have. After I've had my meal, I want to have ice cream and the butterscotch. I don't get butterscotch anyplace else, so I have butterscotch on my ice cream after the meal. And I hope American doesn't worry about the same sort of thing as United does. No first class passengers with any of that special ice cream anymore. They're going to have sundaes in plastic.
I love when we tell relatable stories.
Yeah,
it's my favorite part of the show.
All right, here's
it's like Tuesdays with Maury. We're having
right. Here's something that's relatable. A Texas woman had a difficult weekend, and it culminated with her hand getting stuck in her toilet. Lady's name is Gracie Henderson. She moved into a new home. And it seems over the weekend one of the water pipes broke in the wall, so she had to break the wall open to find out where the leak actually was. Then, later that same day, she got her car stuck in the mud in her front yard. She had gone to Home Depot to buy a new lawnmower and was mowing her lawn, and the mower stopped working. And then she went in to go to the bathroom, and her toilet clogged. She didn't have a plunger, so she stuck her hand down the toilet to fix the clogging. Unfortunately, she couldn't get her hand out of the toilet. And I'm sure that if you search around a little bit, if that's your interest, you'll see a picture of this lady in her front yard with her hand stuck in the toilet as the authorities, or I don't know who they are, some plumber, I guess. Imagine how embarrassing that is. You're out in your front yard. You've called.
Wait, why is there a toilet on her front yard?
Well, she had the toilet in the house, and they couldn't get her hand out of it, so they came and took the toilet out with her to break the toilet.
Follow along here, come on.
For everybody to see, because I'm sure she wasn't embarrassed enough.
No, exactly.
Jeez.
This is in Houston, by the way. They used a sledgehammer to break open the toilet. The EMS people were the ones who showed up. She had her... listen, this is a good reason or a good example of why you never go anywhere without your cell phone, without your iPhone.
Right. Right? It's true.
Okay. All right, any observations, conversation, any comments before we move on?
Not on Toilet Lady, but do you want some breaking news on Twitter?
Yes.
Oh.
Right.
Aaron Hernandez, the NFL player who's serving a life sentence, hanged himself last night. He's found dead this morning.
I was wondering about that.
Really?
Yep. Breaking news all over Twitter now.
Did you see his face after the trial?
But he was found innocent, or not guilty.
No, he was already serving a life sentence.
No, I know he was,
person.
But the second time around.
Yeah.
So how did he hang? He was in the cell?
He hanged himself in the cell, yeah.
How do you do that? Sheets and stuff?
I guess so, yep.
Ugh, God.
Yeah, 3:05 this morning, they tried to resuscitate him, didn't work.
Why would
he used a bed sheet that he attached to his cell window. And I guess he also attempted to block his door from the inside by jamming it with various items, and then I guess once they busted in, it was too late.
Well,
crazy.
Tragic all the way around, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, the tragedy starts with however he got to the point of being a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Where did he grow up? What were his influences? The other side of this is he saves the taxpayers a lot of money by sending himself off into the next beyond to deal with whatever he has to deal with in the next life. And I don't know, you know, this guy was obviously very
he's troubled.
Disturbed guy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you feel sorry for him in a way, you feel sorry for his family.
Sorry for his victims, yeah.
Yeah, more of, thank you, that was my next, you took the words right out of my mouth. The people who were dispatched. All right, so shall we do some other sports news while we're here? Thank you for that.
Thanks for bringing us down, Victoria.
Well, I figured we were already pretty down, so.
No, this has been wonderful so far.
Boy.
After the toilet story, wow.
Yep, we're literally in the toilet.
All right, Biff and Biff. They have a couple of different sports stories here. Who's got Adidas covered? This should be.
I'll go. Here we go. I'll cheer things up a little bit with Adidas being in the hot seat. Here we go. Adidas came under fire yesterday after sending out a mass email. It doesn't sound so problematic until you read the subject line, which says, "Congrats, you survived the Boston Marathon." A little too soon? The email opened into an advertisement urging runners to buy Boston Marathon gear like shirts and jackets, but people, of course, were furious that the email wasn't quite sensitive enough given that the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing just a few years ago killed 3 and injured 260 people. So the backlash on social media began. Adidas issued a statement saying, "We're incredibly sorry." Clearly, there was no thought given to the insensitive email subject line we sent Tuesday. We deeply apologize for our mistake. I can tell you what happened here. You got some young punk PR kid who just got out of school. This was their first big assignment, and this is what happened.
Those damn young punks.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. They haven't quite learned that, you know, surviving the Boston Marathon, they're just thinking about today. This is their first big gig. They're thinking about the Boston Marathon this week. Come on.
Yeah. All right, so
someone needs to proofread.
Yeah,
I'm sure when I got this email yesterday, and I was like, "Wow, that's tacky." I mean, other people were really incensed, but I just thought it was just a bad choice. But how do you send out an email to every one of Adidas's customers in the United States without someone else seeing it, and someone else would say, "Wow, survive"? Maybe
company.
We don't want to say that.
Yeah, that's a big company.
Yeah.
All right, so Victoria, esports in the sports news today. Esports video gaming, in other words.
Yeah.
What's the latest on this? This is a big. This could be a way for a lot of people to make a lot of money. Right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you've ever seen this, Doug, where they have TV broadcasts of people playing video games, and this is a big thing online. It takes up a lot of TV network time now on cable, where you literally just turn it on and you see teams of people playing video games, and there's the big screen in the background that they're playing. It's like watching people play poker. I don't understand it, but people love it.
Ooh,
so I don't know. I don't get it, but it's becoming really big. So Alibaba, you know, the Chinese e-commerce company.
And also
they have,
host of the 40 Thieves.
Yeah. They have a subsidiary
you
called...
You were there, Jennifer. You're supposed to chuckle.
I gotcha. I chuckled inwardly.
Alibaba has a subsidiary called AliSports, and they've teamed with the Olympic Council of Asia to make esports a part of the Asian Games. They're in 2018 in Indonesia, they're going to do a demonstration. It's going to be a demonstration sport. And in 2022, it's going to be part of the Olympic Games. So it's going to start in China, and then if everything keeps going the way that it's going, I mean, it's a $450 million industry as of last year, and by 2019, they expect it to be a billion-dollar industry.
Good
and God. So you'll see these e-athletes walking, holding their country's colors alongside
regular athletes. How
do you call
them an athlete?
I know.
Come on.
I know. I mean, but this is the way it's going. I mean, the NBA, remember we talked about this a few weeks ago, they already have a professional esports league. Remember this? We were talking about they're going to draft players and they're going to pay them and the whole thing. And the NHL apparently might not be far behind. So it's the future of sports.
All right. Well, that's another reason for me not to care about sports, I guess, under the circumstances. Here's something that I do care about, and I know you care about this as well, the comfort of the sheets upon which you still may be sleeping. You've turned on the radio, and you're trying to figure out what's going on, what Jennifer and Victoria and Kara have to say on the DJB experience. You're just kind of there, and you're thinking, oh, these sheets, they don't feel right. You know why they don't feel right? Because they're not parachute sheets. The thread count, you know, that's really a marketing ploy anyway. How many pieces of thread can you fit into a square inch? The folks who study these things, and I will be honest and tell you I'm not one of them, the maximum number you can actually get it into a square inch is 400. So somebody says they got a 700 count is giving you a lot of schwerba. And besides, that's not really what creates the comfort that you've been sold a bill of goods for a long time. Wasn't that always the way? I remember my mother talking about the thread count. I can remember other people who've been buying sheets with me or for me say, oh, the thread count is this.
There are a thousand thread count or whatever. Yeah.
Right. Nonsense. It's about the quality, and the number of threads isn't quality. It's the quality of the cotton that's used. And there's nothing better than Egyptian cotton. And there's nothing better than this plant in Italy that stitches all of these together for the most modern, the most professional, and the most popularly priced, superb quality sheets and pillowcases and bedding and all kinds of other things for your home at ParachuteHome.com. So, what have we done? We've gone to ParachuteHome.com. We've got them to put a special deal together for you. So you get free shipping when you buy things at Parachute Home. And you get returns, free returns. You get all kinds of considerations. Check it out, huh? ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Get in on the comfy bedding. Get in on the quality, the naturalness, the feel-good, the sheets that you get into. I can draw you a picture. Jennifer can draw you a verbal picture. Kara can. Victoria can. Of just how yummy it feels to get in. That's a bit, I mean, there are all kinds of words I guess we can come up with. That is the sleekness. It's the cool. It's just, I was up late last night doing town meeting stuff. By the time I got to bed, it was midnight. And I just rolled myself over, and before I even turned out the lights, I woke up this morning, the light was still on. Honk. Gonzo.
Conked
so you want to sleep like that, sleep like a queen or a king in a queen-size bed or a king-size bed on Parachute Home Bedding at ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
What are you going to do with your tax refund this year? Think about it for a second. Okay, now triple whatever it is. Staples Tax Reward Sweepstakes is giving two lucky Staples shoppers a chance to win triple their tax 2016 federal refund or amount owed, up to $15,000. Just spend $25 or more at any Staples store and use the code on your receipt to enter for a chance to win up to $15,000 at staples.com/tax sweeps. That's staples.com/tax sweeps. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Sweepstakes ends April 29th. See website for official rules.
As spring brings new color to the world, why not bring new color to your walls? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale and save 40% off paints and stains April 21st through the 24th. With such great deals, you can give your whole home a color makeover. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The hour now. It's Tech Talk time with several items that will affect you if you're an Uber rider or if you have an iPhone. Those two items at least coming up with the information that is current from Victoria Keelan. Here's something else that's current. A way for you to post your job to find the best candidate. This is something that is, and I apologize, Victoria and I are going through.
Oh, allergies are bad right now.
24 to 48 hours. And you know what it is? What's opened me up, Victoria, is getting on the tractor. I spent most of the afternoon yesterday out in the fields and all day Sunday. And so I think that when you're exposed to all of that stuff that's in the air, woof. So I apologize. It sounds like I'm a little crackly only because of the allergies. Anyway, the important note here is that you can have access to all, every single one of the top job sites when you're looking for the perfect hire by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. This is a fabulous opportunity for you to save some time and certainly save some money, because ZipRecruiter has made a deal with us so that you can have your first shot at it free at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. So if you're looking for a job or you're looking to find a qualified candidate fast, you need somebody yesterday for a job, don't fiddle around with your own emails and people calling all the time. Let ZipRecruiter do the work and get the right person for your business, no matter what size your business is. Right now, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, try their services free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so we've got Uber. This is something that baffles me, actually, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
How a private company can be forced to require tipping. I think that's up too. Isn't it already? I always tip when I use the Uber or a taxi or anything else.
Right.
So why?
Well, how do you tip when you're in an Uber?
Depends on
cash.
Yeah. Right. Because I'm already being charged according to the account, so that's
right.
Automatic. So you give the driver a couple of bucks, depending on how long the ride is, you know, three, four, five, but it depends.
Well, Lyft
so what's
users...
What's going on in New York?
Well, Lyft, you know, Lyft and Uber are both app-based. And
right.
So Lyft users can already add a tip to their driver's fare through the app. But with Uber, you can't add a tip. So unless you have cash, you can't tip your Uber driver.
Right.
So now New York City is moving to require Uber to add a tipping component to its app. So if drivers want to tip, it's right there within the app. It goes right onto their account or their charge card. So the Taxi and Limousine Commission in New York City, they have a rule that anyone who only accepts credit and debit cards as payment, like Uber does, there has to be a way for passengers to also add a tip to the fare. So that's where this is starting. This is probably going to pass. The drivers union, the independent drivers union, or independent drivers guild, claims that tipping could actually bring an extra $300 million in for New York City Uber drivers.
Okay, but what this does is makes people, there's a psychology to this. If you want to tip somebody, great. But if it comes up on the screen, you feel like you're almost, you know, I gotta tip them 15% mm-hmm. or 10% or whatever it is. So it takes the element of doing a good job out of it and makes it more guilt-oriented than quality-oriented. I object to these sorts.
Well, see, I actually think it's the other way around. If your driver is not good, I mean, you can rate the driver and then they can rate you, but if you don't have a pleasant experience, then not tipping is actually pretty powerful. So
it's a survey that comes from Uber after you take the ride. How did it go? You can tell me the driver was bad.
Right,
I've
but
never
if the driver,
had a bad experience with Uber. Never.
Right, but a lot of people have. And if and Lyft as well. This is not just an Uber thing. But if the driver doesn't, if you don't like what happened, if you go the wrong route, I mean, I've had friends be taken for a ride all over New York City when they know it's the wrong way.
Okay, so
if they're, if that person's expecting a tip and you don't give the tip, that's more of a direct hit than, say, like a bad review.
But so what are the taxi drivers? There are a lot of bad taxi drivers. That's really why Uber and Lyft exist, because taxi drivers suck in many of these big circumstances. So
and tipping is what they rely on.
Yeah,
and so if
I understand
they don't
that.
Give you,
but
yeah.
How do you do a review for a taxi? If you got to have Uber and Lyft get reviews, then the taxi drivers need to have some review as well. If you're going to formalize it, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, in all taxis, because I never have cash on me ever, so in all taxis, they take cards, and, you know, if you can tip or not, it's whatever your choice is, depending on the quality of service.
There's a survey that's given after the fact.
Right.
It isn't just tipping, but you can fill out a survey, and I don't know any taxi company that sends you.
No, they don't have that yellow cabs.
No,
yeah.
Right, exactly. All right, so there it is.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.